The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and ranked number 15 in both the AP and Amway coaches poll. Ohio State has a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Rutgers on October 18th. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Would you like to make an opening statement today or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
And we'll go ahead and take questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Thank you very much. Urban, as you watched the replay of that game on Saturday at Maryland, what is it that stood out to you about your defense? And then number 2, what is it you can see that y'all clearly need to get better at defensively?
Well, at one point, I don't know that I should have this in front of me. The statistics at the end of the first half was very good against a team that we, one of the top offenses in the Big Ten, and we think in the country. So whatever the yardage was, it finished 118 below their total.
Yeah.
And, I don't have it written down here, but I met with the defense today, and we went through it and watched the videotape together. And, first of all, the effort was really good. We contained the screen game, which was a big concern of ours. The one negative was the big pass in the second half. You take that away and you keep them well below their average, and there was a miscommunication. It wasn't a guy getting beat. It was a signal issue that we got corrected. Just because my reaction was Cam Burrows got beaten. That's not what happened. It was a coverage communication issue. So effort was good. We disrupted. We had 4 turnovers. 3 times we basically handed the offense a touchdown. One we did score, and the other were very deep in their territory. So very pleased with our defensive effort. We just got to do a little bit better in managing big plays.
Hey, and following that, do you plan, like you kind of hinted at this Saturday, but do you plan the same kind of like bye week practice schedule, maybe a lot of ones against ones, things like that? What's just sort of your plan this week to stay, as you say, keep the reps going and to stay fairly fresh?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tim. I just did a very unique thing I did. I did today's practice, and I'm going to wait until tomorrow to do tomorrow. So I'm going to see how we go today. We do have a little more bangs than we, not injuries, but just guys are beat up a little bit. I wish we were still playing. This is one of those weeks that, there's some momentum. Guys are feeling good. So I need to keep that momentum, keep getting better, and get out of this week healthy.
Thanks, man.
Your next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch. Bill, your line is open. Your next question is from the line of Rusty Miller with Associated Press.
Hey, Urban, just in general, around college football, do offenses have an edge on defenses right now, and does that go in cycles?
Oh, it certainly does. I can't really speak. I don't study as much college football right now because we're just so focused on ourselves. I certainly believe tempo has equated the game a little bit. I felt a couple years ago the defenses had the advantage on offense where they seemed to spread offense, so it was much more difficult to move the ball. I felt back in 2004 when we were at Utah, that's the easiest. I just felt like it was very easy to move the ball because teams didn't really know how to defend the spread. You had more yardage by misalignments and mistakes by defense than certainly you did in the years following because teams, it wasn't a novelty. Teams saw it. But right now, I seem to think that, you see some of these scores and maybe tempo, because more teams doing tempo than ever before, and I'm thinking that might be an equalizer.
I know statistics can be misleading, but right now there's 6 Big Ten teams in the top 19 in the nation in total defense. Does that surprise you?
In total defense?
Yeah, 6 teams from the Big Ten.
Okay, 6 in the 10 in the top what?
6 teams from the Big Ten in the top 19 in the nation in FBS.
No, that doesn't surprise me. That's good for our conference.
Thanks.
Your next question comes on the line of Bill Rabinowitz with the Columbus Dispatch.
We'll try this again, Urban. I'm not sure what happened. I want to ask you about Darryl Baldwin and his importance to the offensive line. Just you describe his development.
Oh, if not the most improved player on the team, one of them. He's a guy that was a journeyman defensive lineman that never played, and we moved him over to offense. We all had questions whether he would play. The one thing we found out when you challenge him and when he was given an opportunity, he's a very good player. He's extremely conscientious and one of the hardest working guys I've been around. He's already got his degree from Ohio State. He's in grad school. Our success in offense is a lot because of the way he's playing.
And for him, like you said, he didn't even become a starter until he actually graduated from college. The fact that he stuck it out, what does that say about him? What would you want to say about that?
Well, that's a guy that you buy stock in because there's no doubt he's going to be successful, and a credit to his family. And, you know, things don't always go as planned. Injuries or whatever happens during a young man's journey, that's I have an incredible amount of respect for him. He's one of my favorite guys right now. And you invest in a guy like that because the rewards will be twofold, tenfold what he's going to be able to do in his life.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Porter with the Canton Repository.
Hey, Urban, a couple weeks ago, it seemed like Bronte Dunn got into a game and fumbled and probably lost some confidence. And then it seemed like you guys built him up over the bye week. He's on special teams. And last week he had, maybe it's a little bit of an overstatement to say, but he had a little bit of a tone-setting play in the first play of the game stuck the guy on the kickoff return. How far has he come in terms of doing a 180 with his confidence the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think his confidence, you have to ask him. I mean, I just know what I see. The confidence that I have in our coaching staff in him is off the charts right now. And I don't, you know, I sometimes give too much information, but I always like to be very open. And he was gone. You know, he would not be renewed next year if he would not have made a jump on the field and off the field. And he earned it one day, or not one day, but for about 2-3 weeks of rolling practice on scout punt rush. He was our best player, incredible effort, and he earned some playing time. And he responded with great effort again. And then he's now starting on 3 special teams phases, and we're going to think about working him into the offense now. What an incredible journey he's been on. And, you know, we hope it sticks. You know, to say that we expect it to, that's up to him. But the good thing is that's an indication, you know, the two names we mentioned, Darryl Baldwin and Bronte Dunn, it's never too late to, you know, also become that Reed Fragel who goes on and has a great senior year and good things happen to him.
And switching gears a little bit, Urban, if you look around the country, this is a little bit of a big picture question on a bye week. A lot of the top 10 teams lost. You guys look at that as an opportunity to as November gets here, to maybe even move up in those rankings and in that national scope again?
Well, I do this every year this time. We'll have a little State of the Union conversation because everybody's talking about it. And so we'll talk about it and then put it to bed and try to get better as a team because there's still a lot of areas we got to get, you know, every team has to get a lot better in and our focus. But I do need to address it because I know every family's talking about it on campus, on TV. They're all talking about one-loss teams and the upsets and all that. So we'll discuss it, tell them where they're at, what opportunities are still available for them, and then move on.
Thanks, Urban.
Yep.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Urban, JT Barrett leads the Big Ten in QB rating. I don't know if that surprises you, but can you talk about that and how he's come so far so fast?
He certainly has. The offensive line is really protecting him much better. You know, we gave up a couple sacks Saturday, but for the most part, they're protecting him. And the guys that have really improved also are the skill around him. And he's a very good, you know, he's a very good manager of the offense. He's got a good arm. You know, his arm strength seems to be getting better too. You know, Coach Herman and him have kind of lightened up on his. He doesn't throw it all on Friday now. And also on Sunday during the, you know, obviously we bye week's different, but they're limiting some throws. And when he's fresh, he's doing very good for us. So I am a little bit surprised, but now that, you know, watching him work in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I think it's going to continue.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.